So let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that in this wonderful sacrament you've given us the memorial of your passion. Grant us to reverence the sacred mysteries of your holy body and blood, that we may know within ourselves and show forth in our lives the fruit of your redemption. For you are alive and reign now and forever. Amen. Our closing hymn this evening is "Take Up Thy Cross," the Saviour said. Disciples had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus prayed to the Father, "If it is possible, take this cup of suffering from me." He said to his disciples, "How is it you were not able to keep watch with me for 1 hour? The hour has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to the power of sinful men. Come, let us go." Christ was obedient unto death. Go in peace. you for spending time with us in this communion. And even though we can't take that literally of eating together, we are together in spirit. And as the evening draws on, if you can spare an hour before you go to bed, in the same way the disciples were asked to stay awake as Jesus prayed, I invite you to read one of the accounts of Christ's passion in the garden. I'd like to reread again the one we heard last week, the one according to Matthew, or tomorrow, Good Friday's Passion, John's account, or indeed Mark or Luke's, and pray on that before you go to bed and rest, remembering what Christ has done for us. Go in peace. Amen.